Coming up on this segment of Turnbuckle Trash, we'll talk about a flair for the mayor of a town in Tennessee. The Bellas make a mainstream TV appearance. An update of ROH and their new champion. That's all coming up in the new segment of this edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
That was on his feet, the Stray Cat. Is he ready? Oh. Let's go to the match, please.
I'd like to get old Hacksaw Jim Duggan's 2x4 and do a little work on you.
Tag me, tag me, tag me, please!
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
All the fans here, with it's just two guys rolling around in spandex together, so...
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Let's talk about... apologize if I'm just running here, Dave. Okay. I just was got a lot. It's been a while since we've been on the phone together, so there's been a lot happening, and I've been thinking. I did want to mention. You know me. I listen to a lot of conservative talk radio and things like that. And so the other day I was listening at lunchtime on Sirius Satellite Radio. There's a show called The Wilkow Majority, and he's a conservative talk radio host. His name's Andrew Wilkow, and guess who he had on as his guest?
Who was that?
Glenn Jacobs,
hopefully the new mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee,
otherwise known as
Kane
the Demon.
Yeah, I you know, he's running for mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee, and of course I'm from Tennessee. Yeah. Originally
Knox. It's just Knox, isn't it?
No, it's Knoxville.
Is it
I'm not.
I thought it was
Knoxville. I'll have to check on that, make sure. But also, you know who's running a TV
Knox
spot?
Knox County.
Yeah, Knox County.
Knox County, Dave.
Yeah.
Man, Dave, this is great. I have the interweb right here in front of me. I can correct you as we go.
Thank you.
I don't have to rely strictly on memory and tell the Turnbuckle Trash universe lies. Because nothing lies on the internet.
Oh, nothing.
Did you ever... Whatever happened with the Andre the Giant one?
That is going to be an HBO project.
Oh,
and they're still
okay.
Working on that. And then, speaking of projects, you have Netflix, do you not?
Yeah.
Okay, Netflix is premiering later this month, I believe. We're recording this on the 22nd or 23rd. But anyway, they're having something called Glow. You might want to check out GLOW.
What does it say that again?
Glow.
Glow.
The
okay.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. This TV program is...
Oh, yeah. I think I saw a preview for that.
Yeah. It's based on a true story. And I was doing a little research on it because I watched a few episodes of Glow back in the 80s. I didn't realize that Dick the Bruiser, an old-time wrestler, was the man behind the idea. They used to do it at the Riviera in Las Vegas. So if it's on Netflix, it's called Glow. You might want to check this out. I don't have.
So
Netflix,
is it like a mockumentary, or is it a show based on that?
I think it's a show based on what they went through
comedy by the
Yeah.
So it is. It's based on
that. It's
okay,
going to be on Netflix. GLOW. And if you remember the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, I think it was on like 4 or 5 years on syndicated TV, usually late on a Saturday night or early Sunday morning. So I only saw a few episodes, and it did a lot of comedy routines and stuff. It wasn't, you know, the serious type of women's wrestling that we have basically today. It was basically with good guy, you know, it was pretty interesting, but I think the story behind it was what they were trying to go for, the backstory of the show itself.
So speaking of Netflix, that reminds me of my next thing I was going to talk to you about. Have you been keeping up on your favorite
Lucha? I haven't watched this week's episode as of yet. But they're doing a tournament on there. I've got some notes here about that on the Lucha Underground. They're doing a 32 wrestler tournament that will end with a title match at the very end for the winner of this tournament. Right now they're pushing the tournament. Plus Johnny Mundo will be going against Rey Mysterio for the title at Lucha Ultima Lucha 3, I think it is. So I love Lucha Underground. And I saw on Facebook today that Marty the Moth is out there performing all over the place. He's going to be in Elko, Nevada pretty soon for some wrestling there too. So way to go, Martin.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Well, anything, any other news, any other rumors? What's been going on?
Well, I got to tell you this. Independent Wrestling, a Facebook page, Independent Wrestling, they ran a contest where you would talk about, you know, you just where you'd like their contest and say you'd like to sign up for a contest to get something, a subscription to Powerbomb TV, which is basically Independent Wrestling. Well, I entered, and they drew my name as the winner.
Really?
However, I haven't been set up for Powerbomb TV yet. I've sent them a couple of messages. I'm not going to whine and moan if they can't do it for some reason, you know, but it was still kind of interesting that I won, but that's, I did win that. So there,
Good.
Kevin Owens reported that he is actually wrestling now with a broken thumb, by the way.
I did see that. Yeah. He's got his thumb taped up.
Yeah. And then you sent me a text one day about the WWE's logo for Great Balls of Fire.
Oh, that's hilarious, wasn't it?
The logo. Well, let's just say porn stars would like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If anybody can't pick up on that, then.
Yeah.
Then that's hilarious.
And they had to do a lot of negotiations to get the rights to use the name of Great Balls of Fire from the killer, Jerry Lee Lewis. So they're using that as a theme song, too.
Ready, set, wrestle. Ha! 1, 2, 3, kick.
Dibs on the red lights. Dibs on the red lights.
All right, how about this? Ready, wrestle.
Wait, oh, are we starting now? Or is that what you're going to say when we do start?
We're starting now.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Ring of Honor had their pay-per-view. They call it Best in the World. We want to give props to Cage Side Seats for their coverage of Best in the World. Did not get to see it myself, but I'll give you the report of what Cage Side Seat had to say about some of the matches. We have a new ROH champion. That is Cody, formerly known as Cody Rhodes, formerly known as Stardust. He beat the champion. That was Christopher Daniels. Frankie Kazarian, he got a big win. He got it over Hangman Page of the Bullet Club in a strap match. Boy, strap matches used to be really popular down in Texas, especially Dusty Rhodes, Stan Hansen, and those guys. They used to have a lot of strap matches. Kind of good to see that coming back a little bit because those are kind of fun. Also, a team that called themselves Search and Destroy, that's Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin, better known as the Motor City Machine Guns. They had teammate of Jay White and Jonathan Gresham. They beat the Rebellion, Caprice Coleman, Kenny King, Red Taylor, and Shane Taylor. Jay Lethal, the greatest first-generation wrestler of all time. He defeats the last real man in professional wrestling, Silas Young. I hope they showed this match on TV because those are two of my favorites in ROH. But Lethal did get a victory over the last real man in professional wrestling. And then Silas Young partner, Beer City Bruiser, comes in. They used a keg on Jake Lethal and reportedly a frog splash from the big man, Beer City Bruiser, onto Jake Lethal through a table. You have new six-man champions. This might be interesting. Dalton Castle and the Boys, very flamboyant team. They beat the Briscoes and Bully Ray. Probably going to be some real aftermath of that one, the Bully Ray and the Briscoes. There's a new TV champion, too, Kushida. He beats the villain Marty Scurll for the TV championship. Marty had recently joined the Bullet Club also. And from the Bullet Club, the Young Bucks retained the tag championships in a three-way match over the War Machine, Chuck Taylor, and Trent Beretta, who call themselves the Best Friends. That's a quick report on Best of the World from ROH.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page Turnbuckle Trash, or you can follow us on Twitter at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at wpfpod@gmail.com. Again, that's wpfpod@gmail.com.
What's been going on TNA?
Impact Wrestling, I haven't been able to keep up with quite as much as of late. The one question I have about what's going on in Impact, Jeff Jarrett is back with them in creative, and Bruce Pritchard. So they have a lot of really interesting twists and stuff. But the one thing that really bugs me about what they're doing is they're kind of using the Global Force Wrestling. Magnus was a champion there. But he had to wrestle against Alberto El Patron, and Alberto won the match. They're making a big deal out of the champions from Global Force. And as a fan, I thought Global Force was a complete, total disaster. So I don't know why they're giving it such a push. But they are doing that.
Just something that came to mind, and I know we're going to have to wrap this up pretty quick. What's going on with...
Lesnar, you probably like this. You haven't been able to watch Raw as of late, but you know who's going to take on at Great Balls of Fire, the number one contender?
I don't.
Samoa Joe.
That'll be a good match.
Yeah, and Samoa Joe is just, he is eating up the ring of this current character he's playing. He just came to the ring when Brock was out there and just attacked him, and they fought. Now Roman Reigns comes out and he starts talking to Samoa Joe last Monday night, and they had a match. And right at the end, towards the end of the match, all of a sudden you see an ambulance coming in, and here comes Braun Strowman in the ambulance.
Oh, Braun's back.
He's back, and they're going to have an ambulance match at Great Balls of Fire.
With Brock?
No, it's going to be Roman and Braun, but Samoa Joe's taking on Brock for the championship.
Well, because I thought, wasn't Braun supposed to do it, but they were afraid he wasn't going to make it back in time?
I think it had something like that, yeah. So I don't know what they're going to go for, because Roman Reigns is saying, this is my yard, and he called to Samoa Joe, that guy they called Joe. And Samoa Joe actually won the match after Strowman's came towards the ring and distracted Roman. He put that clutch on him and knocked him out, and I loved it. So Samoa Joe, I mean, he's great. I love Samoa Joe.
Some other news, Dave. I see Mauro Ranallo has patched things up with the WWE, and he's going to be joining NXT.
I did not hear that. I thought,
that's breaking
good for him.
News. Yeah. Credit WrestleZone for that. Yeah. That's... again, this is great, Dave, surfing the interweb while discussing wrestling with you. This is
David
this is
Otunga
great.
might not be coming back to Raw as an announcer. He's been off filming a movie, and they brought Booker T in, and they like the chemistry that Booker T's bringing. So Booker T might be a permanent, and David Otunga might be looking for
Oh, my goodness.
I never thought I would say that Booker T was better than anybody, but much better than David Otunga.
I'm really struggling.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right. I think I'd rather listen to Nails on the Chalkboard than Michael Cole half the time.
Yeah, sometimes he gets a little old. By the way, the Bella Twins made an appearance on the CW show called Whose Line Is It Anyway? They really did a good job. You know, that's an improv show. And if you've ever watched it, Wayne Brady, who's also the host of The Price is Right on CBS, he's a great improv singer. And he actually did a rap song about the Bellas. And he knew who the Bellas were. He knew the difference between the twins because he said he's a fan of professional wrestling. So I also have some of the audio of that song that we'll play for you right now. The Bellas on the CW show, Whose Line Is It Anyway?
And now we're going to play a game entitled Duet. This game is for Wayne and Jeff, accompanied by Laura Hall and Linda Taylor. And to join them are our star guests. So please welcome WWE Diva Wrestling Legends, the Bella Twins, Nikki and Brie Bella.
Twin hug.
All right, so you're going to be singing a song song all about Nikki and Brie, yes. the Bella Twins. Welcome. And you'll be singing in the style of the Beastie Boys, oh. which I can't wait to hear.
That's Take Nikki, that's Brie.
Yes.
Wrestling
and
fan.
I'm Brie.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Heck yeah.
Come on, we could body slam you later.
I think that's okay. what he's been dreaming of his entire life.
There's no place like WWE.
That's right.
All right, so in the style of the Beastie Boys, let's hit it. All right.
Hey, yo, Jeff. Yeah, Wayne. I saw these girls last night. They were amazing. Tell me all about them. Well, I was just sitting there doing my thing. Seeing two girlies that was in that ring. They was body slamming and they made the ring sing. I was like, damn, bling, the bling. Look at them muscles when they tussle. I don't want to do it to the hand and the bustle. How can I do it? Make me say, damn, shirt off. Come on, let's body slam.
Oh, yeah.
Body slam.
Body slam.
Yo, he said slam you, so get down.
Come on.
Slam that man straight to the ground. Yo, throw him up in the air.
Come on.
Treat him dirty like you was Ric Flair.
Slam.
Yeah, girl. Now, about this time we get in the groove. This to you all, two of us, time to move. What you gonna do? I don't wanna suckle. All I wanna do is slam on the belt buckle. If you wanna do it, here's your turn. Well, I'm no danger to rug burn.
We like rug burn.
Slam it to the ground, pile drive Wayne, and show him how it's down.
One,
we got
two,
Nikki, we
two.
Got Brie. They're both bad on the count of three. We are CW, but these girls come from WWE.
When I do this, I'm no beginner. Did I lose, or was I really the winner?
That was funny.
Yeah. One last thing, and then before we let you go, Adam West recently passed away. He was Batman on the old Batman TV series, the really campy one. But did you know he had a tie-in with professional wrestling? Adam West.
I didn't know that.
Adam West actually appeared on Championship Wrestling from Memphis, Tennessee. And I found the video on YouTube in his cowl from Batman, but he also is like in a jogging suit. And then Jerry the King Lawler comes out as a heel, and he's dressed up like Superman.
You didn't tell me that Enzo and Big Cass are now enemies?
Oh, I forgot to tell you that. Yeah, on Monday Night Raw, the last couple of weeks.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Because I forgot. I'm getting old, you know. I just turned 60.
You should have texted me that, dude.
Oh, well, it just happened.
You gotta keep in touch, Dave.
Oh, yeah. It's shame on me. Yeah, they've had this little program running where Enzo was attacked for a couple of weeks in a row. And then last week on Raw, they show an attack by Big Cass was laying on the floor. And he, so, you know, he was all banged up and couldn't wrestle. Well, this week, Kurt Angle gets to the ring and says he's going to find out who it is. Brings out the Revival, clears them, brings out the Big Show, clears them. And the Big Show said, "If you, after all these years, Kurt and I knowing each other, if you don't trust me, Kurt, maybe I don't need to be on your show." So is the Big Show going to be moving to SmackDown Live? Hmm. That's a question. And then Cass admitted that he was the one who attacked Enzo. They actually had video footage that Corey Graves showed of Cass setting up the attack of himself laying on the floor and, you know, messing things up like he had been attacked from behind. So, yeah, the Big Cass is now a heel, and they're going to have a little program with Enzo. See how that goes. I mean, Big Cass is huge.
That should be interesting. Yeah.
You know who Big Cass' girlfriend is?
I should know this, but I don't.
Carmella.
Oh, is it in
real
life?
In real life, yeah. So they're both getting pushes as heels. That'll be fun, huh?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Well, my goodness, Dave, it's about that time again.
Yes,
huh?
It is. Time to get going. Well, we've done the news. We've done some semi-butt fumbles. Oh, one other butt fumble. I forgot.
Okay.
On Monday night on SmackDown Live this past week, Sami Zayn, one of your favorites, He's doing a bit behind backstage with Daniel Bryan talking about the women's ladder, Money in the Bank ladder match. And here comes Becky Lynch from the background wanting to talk to Daniel Bryan. Sammy says, "Oh, hi, Betty." Didn't call Becky Lynch the correct name, called her Betty.
Ooh.
Ooh. I liked it.
Ouch.
Yeah. And she went on with it. They didn't make any kind of notification of it or anything. But he definitely, because I had it DVR'd, and I went back a couple of times looking at it. Yeah. Hi, Betty. So.
Well, my goodness, my man.
I think that's about it.
Yeah. Well, until next time, huh?
Yeah, we'll get this worked
let's
out.
Let's try not to be a stranger, okay?
Well, yeah, I'll have to tell you more things about what's going on in Raw, because I messed up. I forgot to tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't apologize.
Dave, they have this thing now called, you know, text messaging. It's pretty much almost an instant message that you can send to somebody, and they can look at it right away or read it later. It's really convenient. Maybe you should try it sometime.
Isn't that convenient? That's special. Yeah, I'll try it sometime.
Dave.
Hey, thank you very much, and congratulations on the new house and the new job in Central Utah. But, you know, we do miss you up here, so.
Thanks, Dave. Okay. Have a good night, okay?
You too.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
I feel the energy. Hulkamania's running worldwide.